Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a presentation of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. The St. Peter congregation is shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckard and affiliated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and, as such, is Christ-centered and service-oriented. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter congregation, and on this sixth Sunday after Pentecost, we look forward to sharing Christ's holy word with you through scripture and song. The Old Testament reading presents one of God's promises that seemed too good to be true. Three men came to visit Abraham in the heat of the day. The text does not make it clear if he recognized who they were. He extends to them the common greetings of the Middle East, but quickly makes ready for them a full meal, serving them and standing by to attend to them. As their discussion goes on, Abraham realizes more fully that these are more than just men passing through. The Lord and two angels have come to tell Abraham and Sarah that, even though they were both well past childbearing age, they would have a son within the next year. As Abraham trusted God, we also live in faith in God's promise of salvation, singing with the hymn writer, "How firm a foundation, O saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word."
A reading from the 18th chapter of Genesis. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre, as he sat at the door of his tent in the heat of the day. He lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, three men were standing in front of him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them and bowed himself to the earth and said, "O Lord, if I have found favor in your sight, do not pass by your servant. Let a little water be brought, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree, while I bring a morsel of bread that you may refresh yourselves, and after that you may pass on, since you have come to your servant." So they said, "Do as you have said." And Abraham went quickly into the tent to Sarah and said, "Quick, three seahs of fine flour, knead it and make cakes." And Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to a young man who prepared it quickly. Then he took curds and milk and the calf that he had prepared and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree while they ate. They said to him, "Where is Sarah, your wife?" And he said, "She is in the tent." The Lord said, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, shall have a son." And Sarah was listening at the tent door behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in years. The way of women had ceased to be with Sarah. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, "After I am worn out and my Lord is old, shall I have pleasure?" The Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Shall I indeed bear a child now that I am old?' Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time I will return to you about this time next year, and Sarah shall have a son."
Writing to the church at Colossae, reminds them that they once were alienated and hostile, doing evil deeds. but they are now reconciled, holy and blameless before God. The mystery of how this salvation was accomplished by Christ has been revealed to his saints by the proclaiming of the gospel. We sing of this in the hymn, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness."
A reading from the first chapter of the letter of St. Paul to the church at Colossae. "You who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him, if indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in Christ's affliction for the sake of his body, that is, the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God that was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known, the mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now revealed to his saints. To them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. For this I toil, struggling with all his energy, that he powerfully works within me."
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. No merit of my own I claim, but wholly lean on Jesus' name, on Christ the solid rock I stand.
The Gospel reading presents a visit of Jesus to the home of Mary and Martha. As he did throughout his ministry, he was proclaiming the kingdom of God to God's chosen people. Martha was much concerned about serving, making sure that all the proper social details were taken care of. Becoming frustrated with her sister Mary, who was more concerned with what Jesus was teaching, she appeals to him to get Mary back on track. He gently directs her to that good portion that Mary had chosen. As we have heard in all our readings today, the word of the Lord, conveying the promises of God to his faithful, endures forever. Everything else will come to an end. The hymn, "Be Still My Soul Before the Lord," sings of this peace and confidence that we receive as we come before the Lord.
A reading from the 10th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke. Now, as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house, and she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her."
Pastor Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you, visiting with you, and worshiping with you. Our weekly worship service is Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, followed by Bible class and summer Sunday school activity time for all ages. Always know that the sound, movement, and energy young children bring to the sanctuary is a blessing to us all and is welcomed. Various small group Bible studies and other activities meet throughout the week. The new school year is just around the corner. If you are looking for a high-quality, Christ-centered education for the child in your life, please consider St. Peter Lutheran School. If you would like more information regarding the school, please contact Principal Rhonda Reimers at 574-896-5933. Go forth in the knowledge that the word of the Lord endures forever.